Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Let's be real, between juggling work deadlines, family commitments, social obligations, and trying to squeeze in some semblance of a personal life, it can feel like we're constantly running on fumes, right? Ever wake up feeling that familiar sense of being overwhelmed before your feet even hit the floor? That's why today's episode is all about something seriously important, prioritizing your mental health and well-being, especially when you're feeling swamped. Because guess what? Taking care of your mind isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation for everything else in your life, from crushing those goals to building strong relationships to simply enjoying the ride. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you make mental health a priority even when life is throwing its best or worst curveballs. First things first. Recognize that taking breaks isn't being lazy, it's being strategic. You wouldn't try to run a marathon without stopping for water and fuel, would you? Your brain needs the same kind of attention. Stepping away from the chaos, even for a few minutes, can do wonders for your focus, clarity, and overall mood. Second, ditch that "I'll deal with it later" mentality. Stress doesn't magically disappear, it just festers and grows like a stubborn weed in your garden of peace. Learn to address issues head-on, whether it's tackling a daunting project one step at a time or simply voicing your concerns instead of letting them fester inside. Third, find your happy place, whatever that looks like for you. Whether it's hitting the gym, curling up with a good book, exploring nature, or jamming out to your favorite tunes, carving out time for activities that bring you joy is essential. It recharges your batteries and reminds you that life isn't just about ticking boxes on a never-ending list. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, wired for relationships. Nurturing those bonds with friends, family, or even just a quick chat with a barista can make a world of difference in your well-being. Remember, you're not alone in this crazy journey called life. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself like that best friend you'd always have your back. Practice self-compassion, forgive your mistakes, and celebrate your wins, big or small. You deserve it. Think about a time when you were completely overwhelmed. Maybe you had a huge deadline looming, a family crisis unfolding, or even just a stack of bills threatening to bury you. How did you handle it? Did you push through with gritted teeth, hoping it would all magically disappear, or did you take a moment to breathe, regroup, and prioritize your well-being? You know that feeling when you're trying to solve a complex puzzle, but your brain feels like mush? That's what burnout does. It fogs up your thinking, drains your energy, and leaves you feeling emotionally depleted. It can be tempting to keep pushing through the exhaustion, telling yourself, "I can handle it," but that's just setting yourself up for a crash. Remember, your mental health is not a luxury, it's an investment in your overall well-being and success. So, what can you do? Start small. Schedule those breaks, even if it's just 5 minutes of deep breathing or a quick walk around the block. Identify those activities that bring you joy, whether it's painting, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones, and make them a non-negotiable part of your week. And remember, it's okay to ask for help when you need it. We've covered some powerful tools today. Recognizing the importance of breaks, addressing stress head-on, finding joy in the everyday, nurturing your connections, and practicing self-compassion. It's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your mental well-being. Remember, you are worthy of peace, happiness, and fulfillment. Now go out there and make it happen. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, leave a review to spread the word, and join our conversation on social media. Let's build a community of support and empower each other to live our best lives. Until next time, keep your mind strong and your spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.